today's contestants, a systems engineer from Washington, D.C., Greg Keene. A Ph.D. candidate from Austin, Texas, Signe Peterson-Forney. And our returning champion, a program development director from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Mackenzie Jones, whose 7-day cash winnings total $184,208. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. She wins big, she wins small, but she wins. Signe and Greg, fair warning. Good luck. Here we go. Jeopardy round. Let's take a look at the categories. The Earth, good place to start. Hairdo, better place. Islands of Africa, followed by words in plain sight. Each correct response will be made up of the letters in the phrase in plain sight. That's followed by the digital age, and finally, we'll deal with whistleblowers. Uh-oh. Mackenzie.
Let's start at the digital age for 200.
This rhyming company that tracks your motion has a Versa 2 smartwatch with Alexa on board. Mackenzie.
What is Fitbit?
That's it.
Digital 400.
A ghost is the logo of this photo messaging app. Signe.
What is Snapchat?
Correct.
Words in plain sight for 2.
Dude, where's your girlfriend? You're going to the party this way? Oh, dear. Greg.
What is Stag?
Yeah.
Digital age 600?
The Tinder app has popularized this two-word term meaning to accept or approve of something. Mackenzie.
What is swipe right?
Correct.
Digital 8.
Google recently decluttered this browser by simplifying the tab menu. Mackenzie.
What is Chrome?
Good.
Digital 1000.
Support your favorite streamers on this website that sounds like an involuntary spasm. Mackenzie.
What is Twitch?
Correct.
Hairdo 200.
The King of Beasts has one around its neck. Greg.
What is a mane?
Mane is right.
Earth 200?
This type of tropical grassland plain found in South America and Africa sounds like a city in Georgia. Mackenzie.
What is Savannah?
Yeah.
Earth 400.
A basin is a land area drained by a river. Two basins can be separated by a ridge called this, like a continental one. Mackenzie.
What is a divide?
Divide is right.
Earth 600.
Answer there. Nearly double. You're off to a good start. Yes, indeed.
Let's make it a true daily double.
Hello. For 6,400 then. This is a narrow strip of land connecting two larger land areas, like the one connecting North and South America.
What is an isthmus?
You are right.
Earth for 8.
Molokini Atoll off Maui is actually one of these craters caused by the explosion and then collapse of a volcano's cone. Greg.
What is a caldera?
You are right.
Earth 1000.
Spanish for beach. It's a dry desert lake bed. Mackenzie.
What is playa?
Playa, yes.
Whistleblowers 2.
In 1990, officials accidentally gave Colorado this many downs to score a last-second game-winning TD at Missouri. Mackenzie.
What is 5?
5, yep.
Whistleblowers 4.
If a referee is flashing one of these at a soccer player, the player isn't just being warned. He's being ejected. Greg.
What is a red card?
Yes.
Whistleblower 600?
Referee Cleet Blakeman had to police the 2019 game in which the Browns' Miles Garrett swung this at the Steelers' quarterback. Signe?
What is a helmet?
Helmet, yes, indeed. A big foo-for-ah. Hang on just a sec. Big foo-for-ah over that. We're going to take a break. Come back in a moment to chat with the players, and then Signe will get to make her selection. Greg Keene is a systems engineer from Washington, D.C., also a workout fanatic, I understand. In fact, you've made money because of your ability To do what? Pull-ups?
Well, yes. I was entered involuntarily by my husband in a pull-up competition during halftime at a basketball game. So they called some people down, and we all had to go up and do as many as we could in 20 or 25 seconds. And I ended up winning $100 from that.
Show off. Signe Peterson for me from Austin, Texas, a PhD candidate on an academic calendar for her entire life. Is that true?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because there's nothing better than being in school.
Okay, good for you. Mackenzie Jones is our champion. What's this about your book collection? Outdated books?
Yes, so I am very interested in books that are outdated based on technology. So my friend got me one that is A Woman's Guide to Protecting Your House from Y2K. And it, you got to take your money out of those banks, guys. Like, that's what it told me. So.
All right. Let's, Signe, you're in command of the board. Take a look and make a selection as we go on.
Let's go with Words for 400, please.
Stop. Cease moving immediately. This, Mackenzie.
What is halt?
Halt, yeah.
Hairdo 4.
It can be a single hair or a string of pearls. Greg.
What is a strand?
Right.
Hairdo 600.
Fruity two-word term for fine hair that's growing for the first time. Greg.
What is peach fuzz?
Correct.
Hairdo 800.
This hairstyle, named for another native people, was popular among the Ottawa, who were known as the raised hair. Signe.
What is a mohawk?
Mohawk, yeah.
Let's finish the category for 1,000.
French gives us the name of this shishi hairstyle, a large coil of hair worn at the nape of the neck. Signe.
What is a chignon?
Chignon, yes.
Let's go with words for 600, please.
A tiny, quick flash of light, perhaps in your eye. Greg.
What is a glint?
Glint, that's the word.
Words, 800, please.
An unfavorable situation, or to promise, perhaps one's troth. And that word is plight. Plight one's troth. Back to you, Greg.
Words 1,000.
A long, narrow strip of wood used as support for a bed. Greg.
What is a slat?
That's it.
Whistleblowers 800.
In the National Hockey League, referees call penalties. These officials call offsides and break up fights. Greg.
What is an umpire?
No. Signe or Mackenzie? Who are the linesmen? Oh. Linesmen. Back to you, Greg.
Finish whistleblowers for 1,000.
No-nonsense NBA ref Steve Jabby, who once ejected a radio announcer, was nicknamed Mr. This, short for a type of foul. He was nicknamed Mr. T. Mm. Mr. T. Back to you, Greg.
Okay, islands 200.
Found off the East Coast, it's the world's fourth largest island. Mackenzie.
What is Madagascar?
Right.
Islands for 4.
Sites on Elephantine Island in this river, across from the city of Aswan, include the ancient temple of Hnum. Signe.
What is the Nile?
That's the river.
600, please.
Africa's westernmost nation is this island group whose name means Green Cape. Signe.
What are the Mauritius?
No. Mackenzie.
What is Cape Verde?
Cape Verde, yes.
Islands 800.
Named for a nephew of George Washington, Bushrod Island is home to the main port of this West African nation. Signe.
What is Liberia?
Yes.
1,000.
A historic spiritual center, Uganda's Sisi Islands are an archipelago of 84 islands in this lake. The biggest lake close to Uganda, Lake Victoria. All right, Mackenzie, a good lead with a total of 8,800. We'll take a break. Back in a moment to start Double Jeopardy. Although Greg and Signe are tied at 3,400 apiece, Signe selects first in Double Jeopardy, and here are the categories. Triumph of Arches, followed by International Airlines. Hit and run. Notice the quotation marks around R-U-N. Let's speak Hindi, oh dear. Names of the 1920s, and finally, literary Lee. Signe.
Let's go run 400.
Rolling Stone called this 1975 Bruce Springsteen release a 57 Chevy running on melted down crystals records. Greg.
What is Born to Run?
That's it.
Run 800.
In 2009, Jay-Z, Rihanna, and Kanye West teamed up to assert that they were going to do this tonight, maybe to L.A. Mackenzie.
What is Run This Town?
Correct.
Run for 1,200.
In 1989, Tom Petty was doing this and going wherever it leads. Greg?
What is Running Down a Dream?
Good.
Run 1,600.
In 1993, Soul Asylum rode this out-of-control transport into the top 10. Greg?
What is Runaway Train?
Good.
Run 2,000.
In 2005, Chris Brown topped the Billboard Hot 100 with this, his debut single. Mackenzie?
What is Run It?
Run It, yep.
Literally, for four.
This author, who dealt with race and Southern ways, received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2007. Greg?
Who is Harper Lee?
Correct.
Hindi 400.
Chanted before Krishna, this word means, O God. Mackenzie?
What is Hare?
Hare, yes.
Literally eight.
His Jack Reacher books include Make Me and The Affair. And his name is Lee Child. Mackenzie.
Lee for 12.
Children's author Virginia Lee Burton created Mike Mulligan and his This Digging Machine. That would be a steam shovel. Mackenzie.
Let's do literary Lee for 16.
Hermione Lee, later this woman's biographer, picked up her novel The Waves at age 8 and thought, this is my language. Picked up a book by Virginia Woolf. Back to you, Mackenzie.
Lee for 2.
His Spoon River Anthology poetry collection was turned into a Broadway musical in 1963. And the Lee this time comes up in Edgar Lee Masters. Mackenzie?
1920s or 4.
Okay. In June of 1928, she gained fame for flying across the Atlantic as a passenger in a plane. Greg?
Who is...
Sorry, too much time. Mackenzie.
Who is Earhart?
Amelia Earhart, yes.
1920s for 8.
Montana Senator Thomas Walsh became a national figure after investigating this Harding administration scandal. Mackenzie.
What is Teapot Dome?
Good.
1920s for 1,200.
Her role in 1922's Beyond the Rainbow was cut from the film. It was restored after she became the It Girl. Mackenzie.
Who is Pickford?
No. Signe or Greg? The It Girl was Clara Bow. Back to you, Mackenzie.
1920s for 16.
With wonderful things before his eyes, this man broke through into the inner tomb of King Tut on November 26th, 1922. And his name is Howard Carter. Mackenzie.
Let's finish on 1920s.
Answer. Early double.
5,000.
Aye, it is. These two Italian-born men were executed on August 23rd, 1927, still maintaining their innocence.
Who are Sacco and Vanzetti?
You are right.
Triumph of the Arches, 400.
The London Arch, built to commemorate the defeat of Napoleon, is named for this general. And the general who defeated Napoleon was the Duke of Wellington. Back to you, Mackenzie.
Arches for 8.
Barcelona's Arc de Triomphe was built in the Neo-Muthihar style, also known as this Islamic style revival. Mackenzie.
What is Moorish?
Moorish, right.
Arches 12.
The Victory Gate in Vientiane in this country was built with cement the United States had donated for an airport. Mackenzie.
What is Laos?
Laos, right you are.
Arches 16.
The St. Petersburg Arch of Triumph looks onto this palace. Greg.
What is the Hermitage?
No. What is the Winter Palace? Back to you, Mackenzie.
Arches for 2,000.
The Cuban Arch of Triumph is in a park honoring this 19th century Cuban hero. And his name is Jose Marti. Two categories still in play, Mackenzie.
Let's do Hindi for 8.
House in the Bengal style is the original meaning of the Hindi word for this style of modern suburban home. You know it better as bungalow. Little bungalow.
Hindi for 12.
This seven-letter type of rice literally means fragrant. Greg.
What is basmati?
Yes, gotta love it.
Hindi 1600.
This Punjabi religion's name means disciple in Hindi. Mackenzie?
What is Sikhism?
Yes.
International Airlines for 4.
Part of the name of the German airline Lufthansa comes from this medieval league. Signe?
What is the Hanseatic League?
That's right, yes.
8, please.
With help from TWA, Ethiopian Airlines was founded in 1945 by this leader to modernize the country. And the leader at that time was Haile Selassie. Less than a minute to go now, Signe.
1200, please.
Sorry, Abu Dhabi and Sharjah. This one-word airline is owned only by Dubai. Signe.
What is Emirates?
Yes.
1600.
Answer. Nearly double your chance to get right back into this. You can see the score, Signe.
I'll bet 2,000.
Two it is. Here's the clue. Air Atlas merged with another carrier to become the Royal Airline of this country.
What is Sweden?
No, it's in Africa, the Atlas Mountains. What is Morocco?
Thanks.
Two clues left. Go again.
Airlines for 2.
By 1924, Imperial, the ancestor of this current airline, had routes to Australia, India, and South Africa. You know it better as British Airways. Now, well, we won't get to that last clue. Here comes Final Jeopardy, players. Science words is what you get to deal with when we come back.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by TrueCar. Buy smarter, drive happier.
Sometimes you love your car, sometimes you don't. Sometimes it takes you far, and sometimes it won't. Its reliability is in your hands. Bring it to Jiffy Lube. We'll do all we can. We're good to your car, so your car will be good to you.
Keep your vehicle on the road with Jiffy Lube's signature service, oil change, tire rotation, brake services, and more, without an appointment.
A camel in a Geico ad asks, Mike, what day is it? And here's this nickname for Wednesday. What is Hump Day? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Well, now here's a Final Jeopardy category that sounds like it's tough. Science words. In 1611, Kepler used this word from the Latin for attendant to describe the discoveries of Galileo. 30 seconds. Good luck. Signe, we're coming to you first. You were in third place with $3,000. And what did you manage to write down? What is planetary? That is incorrect. It'll cost you $2,500, dropping you to $500. Let's go to Greg now. He had $6,200. He wrote down something quickly, and it was unfortunately incorrect. Astronomy is not the right response. It'll cost you only $100. You're going to finish in second place. Mackenzie Jones, were you able to come up with the correct response? What is satellite? Interesting spelling. I noticed when you were writing, you wrote down S-A-T, and then you paused and wrote L-I-T-E, trying to figure out which vowel to put in between.
Yeah,
you put the wrong one. But your response is correct. So, you won't add any money at all. You'll wind up picking up $20,600, and now you have an 8-day total of $204,808. All right. Way to go. We'll see you tomorrow.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.
tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Coronavirus concerns.
The risk remains very low.
How local crews are preparing for the outbreak and what you can do to protect yourself.
Tracking the storms moving through our area right now, plus the big chill. Wait until you see the numbers. That and more at 11.